Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
All rise for the Honourable Judge Billy.
Honourable.
Looking forward to your comments after this one, boys. During the week, I heard a couple of commentators discussing the interchange again and whether it should be reduced, and they thought it should even go down to something as small as four. I've always been keen to see it go to six. I thought it should have gone from 10 to six, and then if six didn't work, because I think that's the minimum, we could have then gone back to eight, knowing what 10 was already like. But we've gone to eight, and they'll probably start talking about six. But before they do that, last week I raised the point of all the injuries, the leg injuries that are occurring in the game with the new tackling style. First in, hits the ball, holds him up. Second in, holds him up. Third in, topple him or take him back. That's
Triple
where we
M.
see.
Oh,
a little interruption.
Sorry, Bill.
Oh, right over there in the court.
I bumped the button.
Sorry, mate. I'll send you out of court if you do that. When you see the injuries that are coming because of all this twisting and turning and all the rest of it, if we start talking about reducing the interchange and bringing it down to something like four and that would be detrimental with the amount of injuries that we've got in the games to the teams, the clubs, when they're looking at their squads, how many they get in their squads, and during a game when they've got their four blokes on the bench and how many times they can interchange them. We saw another weekend so far of injuries and clubs suffering again and losing players, and multi-million dollars worth of players on the sideline. So before we do that, I would like to see that coaches, the referees, the administration and the stakeholders, and you could get a few of the media guys who live and breathe rugby league, a few of the punters, get them together and have a look at where we're going with this tackling style, where we're going with the game over the next 5 to 10 years before we just start making decisions about reductions of interchange and where we go with all these injuries.
Thoughts?
Can we be sure that the reduction is going to increase injury, Bill?
The reduction, no. What I'm concerned is the amount of injuries that we've got now.
Yeah.
And then you get to a reduction
on
the number of times you can interchange, will have a massive effect.
It will impact it in what, a negative or a positive way? So you think we won't see as many injuries if we...
I think with the amount of injuries we got, it would be detrimental
to
reduce it. Where at the moment, I've always been...
So you're happy with eight?
I'm always a fan. I've been a fan of six.
Yeah.
I would have liked to have seen us go to six straight away, not to eight, hit six. But boy, I'm still concerned about the amount of injuries that we've got with the new tackling style.
You would have to get all the clubs to pool all their injuries, the contact ones. So
Well, that's what I'm getting at, Gordy.
I would like it to come down. I would like it to come down because I don't like someone like a Jonathan Thurston. All the guys that got to play 80 minutes every week, right, Bill?
Yep.
Get a big bloke like myself that plays 60 minutes, and then they put on another bloke for 20 minutes that comes on.
And has.
At the time where I'm getting fatigued, where I'm starting to not turn up on the plays, and it's his turn because he stood in front of me for 60 minutes, he doesn't get his opportunity. Mm. They take me off and put somebody else on him. You know, like about sport, we always talk about the championship rounds or taking them to the deep end and getting them in an arm wrestle. Well, every time our game it gets to that, they pull them off because coaches can't coach fatigue. And that's what we need to get the game to. We need players to keep on pushing and have those performances where we do it. I would love to see it come down. I think it would lessen the injuries because a lot of them are impacted. You don't get, you know, like the Adam Reynolds when their legs twist. That's always going to be in the game because there's, you know, some of them are accidents, but you wouldn't get that big collision. They're talking about now every hit is a car crash, like a small car crash.
You take the impact out, but then you bring in fatigue.
Yeah.
So you're going to have guys that are tighter making,
if you go
don't
back
you
to
make
the old
worse decisions
of,
under fatigue?
Back to the old style of making the tackle, getting
years.
Into the ground as quick as you can rather than this hold him up, now let's take him backwards, twisting, turning, all that sort of thing. Drop him on the deck and then absolutely the fatigue factor will come in and reduce it to six.
Gertz, more people are playing 300 games. We've got Cameron Smith running out today playing in his 500th first grade game or first class game today, 500. So they're playing longer. There's more physios swimming. There's more science around their recovery these days. They're more playing 100. Don't let someone play 300 games when he's playing 48 minutes a game. Make him play longer. Make him earn his stripes.
Right.
Why not see fatigue in the game?
Okay. All right. So you're not on Billy's page there?
No, it's a great argument. I think it's...
I still would like to see six.
He wants it to come down, but there needs to be adjustments to... Yeah.
Could I sell you on an 18th man as a replacement?
I've always been a big one on that. Absolutely.
On foul play? or yeah.
Yep, I've always been sure. The 18th man stays warmed up, stays ready to go, yeah. Especially if someone's illegally taken out of the game.
Yep.
Yeah, but
absolutely.
But not if the clubs do the old bullshit, oh, he's got a head knock. And
it can't be on head knocks, though.
No, it's yeah. got to be
it
on illegally be on taken play. Out of
yeah.
the game.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, teams have been, I don't want to say rorting the head knock rule, but it has been massaged at times.
Teams have been rorting the head knock rule.
All right, I tried to be a bit kinder.